Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
All I'm saying is, as a society, we missed an opportunity to have the upside-down logo represent that your franchise is in distress. Culturally, now those hats are cool,
yeah. As
opposed to, listen, I like this team, and I know things are pretty messed up right now. I'm not happy about it.
It's the new paper bag over your head. Show up to a game with a jersey where the Sabre logo is rotated 90 degrees. You just have one ready to go, so if you're mad at them that day when you wake up, like, they lost yesterday, I'm going to wear the upside-down hat.
Here's our billion-dollar idea, Joe. There's a little thing in the back, and you can undo it and rotate it around and put it back on to represent every day how you feel about the team that you're wearing the hat for.
It's a billion-dollar idea.
We are. We shut down the stream. We're done. We're out of here. We're retiring on this idea now.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Sun's up. Hey, for no reason really at all, I opened a browser tab and went to StubHub to see how expensive tonight's game would be if you wanted to go to Edmonton. And
you were thinking about going?
Well,
could you get there
in time
after the show?
Yes.
Leaving here at 10 o'clock, could you get to Edmonton on time?
Yes, if there's a flight. All right, now let's
probably have a connecting flight, though.
Yes, that's right.
I don't think there are any not many directies between Buffalo and Edmonton.
You drive to Toronto. Toronto to Edmonton would be direct.
Okay.
Round trip can be pretty cheap. So, all right, I've got one for this morning. That's June 19th. Could you get there today? How expensive could you get there today?
Yeah.
Probably. Anyway, so I just open up the tab. Like, what's the cheapest seat? How much is it?
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I'm not exactly about to go to Edmonton tonight. But I was surprised it's not that bad. What do you think the cheapest seat in that building should be tonight? Because it's always a story like, oh, tickets are expensive, you'll have to pay, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
What's the number that's, you know?
$1,000.
$1,000?
$1,000.
Owen, haven't you guys got guesses? What's the cheapest seat in Edmonton tonight?
I would guess for Connor McDavid and the Florida Panthers, $1,200 seems
$1,200
acceptable to me.
I was going to go, I'd say 1,000, okay. Maybe 12.
All right. $373.
Whoa. What?
Wow.
Yeah.
I might fly to Edmonton today.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I could do the whole thing for $1,000,
right?
Maybe.
$373, the cheapest seat, according to StubHub.
That's insane.
Why do we think that is?
That's
pretty low.
It's game one. They were in the final last year. Maybe people are... I was trying to think about this. Back when the Sabres were in the playoffs and I had season tickets, long ago, let Grandpa tell you a story.
Yeah, geez.
I would go to one game and sell the other, sometimes to friends, sometimes on StubHub. But if they had like games one and two back-to-back, I would think, like, all right, I'm going to go to game two and sell game one. I sold Howard game four of the Carolina series, which he still talks about. I went to game three, all-time moment in the Carolina series, where Finneganov scores, the roof goes off the building, blah, blah. He goes to game four, they get shut out. So, tough one. He was mad about that. So, anyway, $373 and lots of tickets for $400. You want to sit in the lower bowl, I've got it for $562, which, again, I don't know. Right. Boy, have I ever paid $562 to go to a sporting event? Probably not. But for game one of the Stanley Cup final against, you know, with Edmonton and Florida, that doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah, tournament.
Your margin for error is very small, by the way. You could leave Toronto at like 1 o'clock and it would take 4.5 hours to get there.
Okay.
So without any delays or anything.
That's 5:30.
You'd get there.
And I'm going back 2 hours Edmonton time. I've got enough time to drink some beers.
You'd get there and, you know, a couple hundred bucks for that, a couple hundred bucks for tickets to Oilers and Panthers.
Sounds like we got a show trip planned.
Yeah.
I like it.
Could be back by tomorrow morning.
What do they call it there? They have the Blue Mile or something. What's the celebration?
Edmonton?
Yeah.
I don't know it.
They've got a place. I can't remember what it is. They're downtown or whatever. Or is that Calgary? I don't remember. Anyway.
I don't know.
I'm excited for tonight. We're going to watch this game tonight. I'm as into these cup finals, this cup final.
It's so annoying, isn't it?
Well,
it is the most annoying thing about it.
I'll say this. The only thing that's annoying about it is if I said the cup finals, someone in the chat will be like, excuse me, it's the final.
Which makes it even more annoying that they call it the final when it is not. If it was one game for the championship, I would, yes. But it is a series of, it's plural,
series of games.
So call it the finals.
Yeah.
The NHL finals, the Stanley Cup finals more so. Something else. The final is just, it's very, very, very annoying. I hate it. It's the worst part of it. But the rest of it I love. I love the matchup. I love the storylines. I love the legacy that's on the line a little bit for McDavid. Because not that that is on the line for him, but I don't have any interest in 5 years from now having McDavid debates because he's never won before.
Right.
And like, oh, well, what is his legacy? Because there isn't a lot of that in hockey. But he's so good. There was a little this last year, wasn't there? Remember, like, a little bit about McDavid being overrated because he had never won before?
Somebody called him overrated, yeah.
Because he had never won.
Yeah.
And, again, you don't have to care about that, and maybe you do a good job of avoiding nonsense like that, but every year he doesn't win, you know, it might get a little louder and louder and louder, and I have no interest in ever being a part of any debate about how good is Connor McDavid because he hasn't won before.
Right.
He would be, really, yesterday I just kind of threw out there, you know, in passing, that there really isn't a Dan Marino of hockey. Like an all-time great that hadn't won one. Somebody threw Joe Thornton at me.
Okay.
And he's a very good player, a great player, Hall of Famer, but...
He's not McDavid, no.
No, like kingpins of the sport always win it.
Lundqvist always comes to my mind for that.
Yeah, Lundqvist's pretty good, too. Like, right, these guys are Hall of Fame players, but who are the Mount Rushmore hockey guys? Like, Bobby Orr won, and Lemieux won, and Gretzky won, obviously, a million times, and Crosby won, and Ovechkin won, and, like, all these guys won, and McDavid not joining that list would be a little unique if he didn't.
Yep.
And I think he will. I don't know if they'll win the series, but he's been back-to-back years. I mean, you would expect that he will get one eventually.
How old was Sidney Crosby when he got his first cup?
Red Wings in 09. He's got to be pretty young. 24?
21.
21.
He was 21.
Wow.
It was his second season. So Crosby, yeah. I mean, he wins the cup in his second season. And this
that can't be right. His second season?
Oh, sorry. Second postseason.
Okay.
Second postseason. Fourth season.
I was going to say, because he debuts in 05, 06.
Right. Second postseason. Yeah, okay. Fourth season. Yep.
But that's still very early.
Yeah, 21,
very early.
21 years old. Yeah.
That's year four for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And as you mentioned, second year in the playoffs.
So
and
he
it's
never.
Over.
He in the first year in the playoffs, didn't they go to the cup final and lose?
They lost the Red Wings, and they play them back-to-back.
This is kind of the formula, right? Lose to a team, go back, play them again, beat them the second time. So for Crosby, he never had to kind of deal with that. When are you going to win? He's great from the start. His first playoff appearance, they go to the cup final. In his second, they win it.
off topic, but I'm looking at Crosby's hockey reference page right now. He's 37 years old. You know how old he was the last time they won a playoff series?
32?
30.
Okay. Long time.
He was 30 years old the last time they won a playoff. He'll go through his whole 30s without winning a playoff series. Well,
Pittsburgh likes to hang on to things.
Interesting. You know,
that's how it goes.
But right, like with him, there was never this conversation. Ovechkin there was.
Yes, that's because right.
Because what was he? He had to have been 30 by the time he won. So there would have been talk about, you know, what's his legacy? You know, all-time goal scorer, great player, MVP of the league, but, you know, never won it. Like, that was definitely in existence. There was also more about, like, him being, is he lazy, right? Like, and that was the talk about him for a time also.
Yeah.
But all that ends the second you win, and the second he won, like, all of that ended. And that has, I don't think this exists right now to a large degree with McDavid, but I think it could.
Oh, as soon as he loses this one, if they lose, it would. I mean, rings conversations.
Rings culture.
Rings culture.
Yeah.
Called Caitlin Clark overrated in college. Like, okay, sure. She didn't win.
Ryan Clark did that?
I thought it was Jason Williams.
Jay, oh, that sounds Williams. Right. Jay Williams. Yeah, yeah.
Whoever. Like, oh, yeah, she's overrated because she doesn't have a ring. Like, okay, here we go. So, you know, McDavid tonight, is there a it's very possible that we Bills fans basically look at everything and say, is this Josh Allen? Right? Like the meme of the butterfly. Is this Josh Allen? When Rory wins the Masters, what did a lot of people say? It felt like the Bills getting a win. Here's a guy that's been chasing this thing forever. Mm-hmm. Maybe it felt like Allen. Everybody knows he's great. It's the thing he hasn't won yet. He's got to win it. And I remember last year talking about this series, we would say, McDavid and Allen, are they kind of the same here? They're the best? And maybe the difference is that Allen isn't as much better than his peers as McDavid is against his.
Right.
McDavid is far and away, I think, number one, and Allen is arguably number one. So,
yeah, that's,
you know,
right.
Are they similar, though? And then if you got a McDavid win, you would think, all right, that's a win for the guys that are supposed to win. As you lay that out about you don't want to hear he's overrated because he doesn't have any rings, you are, by association, talking about Dan Marino and maybe Josh Allen until he gets one. Right? You want guys to get one that have deserved one.
If you were to, at the beginning of the year, on January 1st, put a parlay in for, hey, this is going to be the year, I'm going to bet every guy that hasn't won one that we know is amazing to win one. You would have bet Rory to win the Masters, right? You would have bet McDavid to win the Stanley Cup Final, and you would have picked either Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen to win the Super Bowl. And I for that, me personally, would have picked Josh Allen to win it. So, and maybe in the NBA you would have picked somebody, I don't know who. But you would have picked those three. You would have picked Rory, you would have picked McDavid, and you would have picked Josh Allen.
Yeah.
To all win it.
Yeah.
And one down, two's very close. And the third one's getting a lot of picks to do it. A lot of picks to do it. I heard Sam Panionovich last week, who's on with Shopin the Bulldog, he's bet the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl or the AFC like every year for 5 years, and this is the first time he's not doing it. Hmm. He's betting the Bills to do it. And that's just one guy that's betting on it, but I've seen a lot of picks of them going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I saw Connor Orr in his NFL bold predictions predicts Super Bowl MVP for Allen.
Yeah.
I mean, that usually means you're picking them to win it.
So that would be the run. I mean, he's on that list. He's on the list of someone you expect is going to win it.
Yep.
And I do think the difference between him and McDavid is that McDavid, this is what makes him so impressive. Like in football, it is very debatable. Mahomes is absolutely the most accomplished quarterback, and it's not even close. And you almost feel silly not putting him number one because of that. But when you watch them, if I just never watched football before, and I just sit back and I just watch Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and maybe throw Joe Burrow in there, but I'll keep it to those first three. If I never watched football before and I turn those three on, I might go, wow, all three, these guys are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You might think they're all about as good as each other. I turn on a hockey game. I've never watched hockey before, and I watched this season or last season. I think I would find an easy time realizing, oh, that guy that wears 97 for Edmonton, yeah, he's the best player in the world. There's nobody that good. And that him separating himself from the rest of the pack and it being obvious and still not having a cup is, it's not incredible because the sport kind of dictates that, but it is different than I think even Rory in golf, right? Rory is like right there the best, but yep. There's Scheffler.
Right.
Like he's not by far the best.
No, he had been the best for a generation, yeah.
Right. I don't know who, like, at any time growing up, like, when LeBron and Curry are going back and forth, you've got two guys on the top tier. And when, you know, it's Brady and Manning are on the top tier together. And, like, I don't know how many, Ovechkin and Crosby coexisting maybe for a long time on this. Well, versus.
Allen's got his partner.
Yeah, right. Allen and Mahomes and Allen Jackson.
For this conversation.
Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Allen Lamar.
I just feel like McDavid is kind of by himself on a tier that
sure.
is very rare in sports.
Yeah, they don't have a NHL award for best player. They have MVP. They have MVP. And McKinnon won that over McDavid. So it's not exactly.
Dreisaitl's won that over McDavid,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so it's not exactly like, all right, the take factory doesn't churn us all out in the NHL MVP race the way they do the NFL MVP race. But if they just voted best player,
he'd win it every year.
He would win it every year. Yes.
Every single year. He's won it three times. Yep. But he would win it every year.
I can think back to, like, Sidney Crosby did not win the NHL MVP every year. But back long ago when the Sabres had, like, Briere and Drury and all those guys, I did a television show on local TV where I would interview these players. And mm-hmm. one of the players in our little fun segment every week was, who's the best player in the NHL? And every single guy answered Crosby every single year without even blinking.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. Who, yeah. Who's the hot guy this offseason? It doesn't matter. Who's the hot guy this cup run? It doesn't matter. It's Crosby. Everybody knows it's Crosby, and it was for 10 years. And that's what McDavid has. It's like, ask any player in the NHL who the best player is, and they're going to say McDavid.
How many MVPs do you think Sidney Crosby won?
Zero. Two. One.
Two.
Two, okay.
He won two. You want some quick trivia here while we're on it? Who are the six players to win the Hart since McDavid, the other six since McDavid entered the league?
Well, McKinnon and Dreisaitl. And, is there a goalie in here?
Nope.
Okay, no goalies. Goalies don't win it enough.
Carey Price won it the year before McDavid entered the league.
Okay, Jose Theodore won it forever ago.
Yes, he did.
Montreal goalies always win it.
2002.
The other guys to win the MVP...
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Oh, you had the right first letter. Sounded like
another
Yeah.
Marchand. No.
Okay, no.
I know that's definitely wrong. I don't know.
First two letters right. Matthews.
Oh, okay, Austin Matthews, like 69 goals.
Yep. Kucherov. And then a former Sabre.
Jack Eichel. No. He did not win it. Neither did Ryan O'Reilly. Taylor Hall.
Taylor Hall won the MVP
okay.
in 2018. So those are the guys that won it other than McDavid.
So roundabout, we're rooting for McDavid because a win for McDavid, it's not exactly a win for Josh, but it'll be a win for the Josh archetype.
That Josh can do it?
Yeah.
The belief that Josh can do it, will do it. Everyone knows he can do it.
Right.
Right? That's not up for debate. It's will he do it? And... it would be a reminder that, or an added, like, okay, this is, the guys that are supposed to win are going to win. Because most times they do. It's not often that the guy doesn't. If you're capable of it, and you know they're capable of it, they often will get there.
The one thing that is different about that, there are probably guys that should have won one during Brady's time, but he won too many of them.
See, even that, though, like, who would you
who
say that about?
Who should have won one?
Because Manning did get there. Well, like, it wasn't maybe as much. Manning maybe didn't win as many as he probably should have because of how good he was, but
yeah.
He did still get it.
Rivers should have. Well, again, like, this is almost like a self-serving or self-defeating conversation because since these guys don't have one, you don't think of them as guys that should have one. Matt Ryan should uh-huh. definitely have one.
But see, like, that's
he had
where...
a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl and
right.
definitely should have one and was a Hall of Fame caliber player. It almost gets to be a side effect of rings culture. It's like, well, I mean, nobody else has one, so who deserves one?
But even, like, it's not offensive to me that Matt Ryan didn't win a Super Bowl, like, other than, like, within the game,
okay,
yes.
But
if I look at his career, guy that was never a top-five quarterback in the NFL except for one time.
Do that with Roethlisberger. Would it be offensive if Roethlisberger didn't get one?
I'd want to reset on him, his career, because he won right away, which makes you think something about him his whole career. That how true was it that he was like one of the five best quarterbacks his whole career? Was he?
Yep. How many times was he first team All Pro?
Ben Roethlisberger. Is it zero?
It's one.
One time?
Actually, no, it's zero. Sorry, that was Offensive Rookie of the Year. He was never a first team All Pro.
I mean, he played with Brady and Manning.
Yeah, right. It's tough.
Yep. So
isn't Roethlisberger the all-time great that when we watch these young quarterbacks today, we're immediately ready to say, like, well, he's better than Roethlisberger was? Wouldn't you say that about Allen right now?
Yes, that's true.
Allen was better than Roethlisberger was.
That's true. He was great, though, right? Like, he threw for 5,000 yards.
Is that what...
Not to say it's the only metric that I would look at for how good you were, but...
He was great. But again, like, if we're doing the whole, would I be offended if he didn't have any rings... Would I be?
Right. Like, that's Marino to me. Marino is, especially for the era he played in, that Marino, like, he absolutely should have won one.
How many times did Roethlisberger throw more than 30 touchdowns?
He played for 20 years. Did he do it 8 times?
4.
Yeah.
4 times.
Does Josh already have that?
I don't know. Actually, I haven't looked that up for 30 touchdowns. It's just arbitrary stats anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice clean number there. That 30, you get to 30, it's a great season. If he only did that 4 times in how many years did he play? 17, 18, 19 years?
A lot of years.
That's not that much. Like, because Rivers, it's not offensive to me that he didn't win. It's not offensive to me that... I don't know. I don't know if there was an FC guy for this. Like, Breeze got his. He's a guy who put up all the numbers and was the all-time leading passer for a time, but he got his. So I just don't know how long. Like, Jackson and Allen, to me, are this. They're even maybe a little different from Burrow for me. Like, these two are unicorn, all-time great quarterbacks. You don't see guys that play like these two. There's not been a quarterback that can run like Lamar Jackson in NFL history, let alone also be able to pass the way he does. And there has absolutely never been a quarterback like Josh Allen, who is a stallion that is going to run over you and then also jump over you and then is also going to throw the ball 70 yards down the field if he wants to. So, well, those two...
Easy on throw at 70 yards down the field.
He wants to. those two are going, like... They are separate for me than even like Burrow and anybody else right now. Like, where it would be offensive to me if these two didn't win Super Bowls.
Yeah, right now it might feel like Jalen Hurts got one that one of these two should have. Because Jalen Hurts does have one. And he's good.
Maybe.
He's not on this level. Anyway, we started with McDavid. We ended up on full rings conversations about Phillip Rivers. But that's how it goes.
Well, that's McDavid for me. I think... Not to say, like, he's got to win one or else, but he's got to win one. And this is going to be tough because he's playing, I think, the deepest and most complete team I've ever seen. There is no weakness on the Panthers roster.
803-0550, our number. Tonight, if there are prop bets on it, I don't know, but will the crowd sing the anthem? Of course, right? In Canada, it'll be... Nobody likes... anything more than hockey fans love when a Canadian team is in the final and they just let them rip the anthem. They rip O Canada.
Well,
full volume.
Yeah.
That'll be tonight.
Will the anthem singer do like the first 3 lines and then he'll just point the mic to the crowd and that's it?
Will the anthem singer be in the crowd? That's a move sometimes you can pull.
Okay. I've seen that. Yep.
Big night tonight. Game 1. Stanley Cup Final. Connor McDavid.
Jeff Skinner out of the lineup, it looks like.
Did you see the video of Skinner?
It was really cool. Yeah, I did.
The Oilers, after the win in which he scored a game, which was the Game 5.
It was Game 5. He scored to go up 3-0 in the second.
Yeah. And they talked about how we're going to need everybody, and they gave Skinner the belt.
Yeah.
And one thing that's pretty clear in that, even though he doesn't play for them in the playoffs that much, he's played 2 games.
Yeah.
And he probably has to know, right? Like, They don't trust me defensively to play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Sabres once did that, too. It was when they were a terrible team, and they put them on the taxi squad. The Oilers are doing it in, like, the Cup Final.
And they're also doing it because they got more so... Well, maybe they would have done it anyway, but they got Evander Kane back, who hadn't played the whole season.
Right.
So he replaced him.
So Skinner played a couple games. Anyway, they give him the belt
you know, the little trophy after a game. I'll start chanting his name, taking pictures with him. It's very clear something that was true here, and that's that Skinner is, you know, he might not be a perfect hockey player. I think he's a pretty darn good teammate. His teammates seem to like him.
Yeah, definitely.
So, anyway, good for Jeff Skinner on to the cup final with Edmonton. And I don't think that one will hit like some of the others have, but it will certainly be noteworthy. I mean, Kane and Skinner both winning the Stanley Cup would be, you know, whatever. That'd be fine. 803-0550. All right, coming up today, we've got Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast, coming up at 8. Sal's going to join us at 9 to recap a little bit of what happened at OTAs yesterday. We heard from the offensive coordinator. We heard from the defensive coordinator. And you and I have not talked about their weapons a lot lately. Maybe that's because we've each been off for basically 2 weeks. You were off and then I was off.
Yeah. Yep.
I have a fundamental, fun kind of fourth wall question, if you will, about Elijah Moore.
Okay.
Because he's getting a lot of run. He really is getting a lot of run. Elijah Moore, who they added after the draft, is getting a lot of attention, not just here, but check out an article. Check out a fantasy writer. Like, you know, I really like Elijah Moore. So there was a chart that went out yesterday that said something about the Bills, pass catchers, and something about Moore as well that I want to get to. So we'll talk about that if you got time for it. Some trivia, Worst Call Wednesday, the watermelon chart I have down to talk about.
The what?
Yeah. That's what
the
I want.
Watermelon
that's
chart?
That's exactly what I wanted to hear from you. The watermelon chart. So we'll get to all that. 803-0550, our phone number. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day. It's going to be, is it still 80 or something?
It's going to be warm today.
High today of 85.
Love it.
Let's go. I'll be in the yard. I got more yard work to do. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, it's never been about the production and the results to me, and that's something that we embody with it. It's when it's a run play, what does the backside receiver look like? When I'm running a route that I might not be the primary, but I'm opening it up for the other receiver, what does my body language look like? And so I believe all of that leads to points. But I think sometimes we get caught up in thinking that the result is the big picture, and it's not. I think good things, and when everybody eats, it's a mindset of just doing your job, and the results will take care of itself.
Joe Brady, Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. Everybody eats, big slogan for the Bills offense last 2 years. There he kind of talks about it like it's very close to just do your job.
Yeah.
McDermott's had one. You're 1/11th. You know, he says it has nothing to do with production or it's not that production doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I, you know, whatever. Like this concept the Bills have had. I think last year they were out to prove a point that they could do it without Diggs. And they did prove that Josh Allen could run a great offense without a true number one receiver. Of course, they went out and then they upgraded their receiver core. So we'll see how things go this season. But I don't know, Joe. Like hearing Brady talk about that, there's always one thing that's at odds with the idea that production doesn't matter, and that's that production does matter.
Mm-hmm.
If Keon Coleman has 400 yards this year, and the offense is top ranked.
Yeah.
That matters for Keon Coleman. If Dalton Kincaid is a 1,100, 1,200 yard receiver, that matters. That is important. So, you know, you could say production doesn't matter, but who produces determines who you keep, how your offense maintains, sustains, how your offense builds. So it's to me, there's a lot of it that's, of course, like slogan and everybody do your job. When the ball's not coming to you, do your job. That's important. That's good teamwork. That's being a good teammate.
Well, and that's interesting that he mentions their, like, body language, and he gets right to, you know, like, the guys that aren't maybe the primary on the play.
Selling a play.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about.
Because I'm thinking when that clip is playing, is he talking about Coleman? Because who else would he be talking about?
Yeah.
He's not talking about Mac Hollins from last year doing that type of stuff, right? He's not. I don't think he's talking about Khalil Shakir, you know, with body language and doing that, you know, that type of stuff. I kind of feel like he could be talking about Coleman there. But, and you know, maybe he is a little different for them on production versus the process of it versus, you know, as he talks there, like, what are you doing when you're not the focal point of the play? What are you doing when it's a run play? What are you doing when, hey, this play is designed to go to Khalil Shakir? What are you doing on the play? Because Coleman is going to be asked, I believe, to play a role that Mac Hollins played last year, which was you're on the field all the time, and when it was Mac Hollins, you're also not going to see the ball very often, right? Mac Hollins played, what was it, 700 snaps last year?
Yeah.
And how many times did he catch the football?
39.
So I've got 600 and whatever snaps where he's not getting the football. And this year, not to say Coleman will catch 30 passes. He caught 30 passes last year, didn't he, as a rookie?
Mac had 31.
Mac had 31. I think Coleman probably is more involved in that role in the offense, but I think Coleman is going to be the, hey, you're on the field all of these plays where you're not getting the football. That's your job is not just, you know, contested catches and becoming a more refined route runner. Maybe he'll play more in the slot. Didn't sound like that to me yesterday.
No.
But for you, it's also you're the dude that's always going to be out here when you're not getting the football.
So
all of this other stuff is important to you.
Yeah, you got to sell that job. 803-0550 on the Bills receivers if you want. You know, I want to bring this up kind of as a half joking, half fourth wall conversation where the Bills are going to be on Hard Knocks. And, Joe, the number of times that people say to me, like, oh, Hard Knocks, you know it's going to be on Hard Knocks. It's happened yesterday with our program director, that the clip of Bean yelling at us about wide receivers or whatever, getting spicy is what I like to say.
Uh-huh.
Why are we talking about wide receivers? Like, that's going to be played as part of Hard Knocks, and then they'll do a package on the Bills wide receivers. And
it'll be a lead-in to them talking about wide receivers?
Who knows? Maybe it's a storyline that that everyone kind of drums up. You know, things like they forgot about Josh Palmer, a thing we definitely did not do. But the question I wanted to ask, half in fun, lightheartedly, is Elijah Moore a win for the receiver train? How does Elijah Moore fit into that if they're going to play that? If they're going to lean on, hey, why are you criticizing the receivers? That was before they signed Elijah Moore. Now mm-hmm. Elijah Moore's on the team.
Yeah.
There are plenty of people talking like he is a
big deal. And, like, expectations for him should be to be, I don't know, their second best receiver. Could he be their second best receiver? How hard would that be for him to be their second best receiver? Yesterday, I found from Judah Fortking, who's a guy I follow on Twitter, and he does a bunch of stuff on wide receivers and, you know, plot charts about vertical. This one is about yards per vertical route separation.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this chart?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
It's basically how open are you getting when you're running deep.
Vertical routes, yes. I'm going to go from the bottom of the NFL to, this is 200 routes run, separation in the NFL on vertical routes. Last in the NFL was Keon Coleman. Second to last in the NFL was Curtis Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
Third last was Jalen Polk. Fourth last was Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the four worst separators on vertical routes were on the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you move further in, what do you see?
I'm surprised Mac Collins wasn't low on that list. He might be lower, but not bottom four.
Khalil Shakir had a decent number here. He was relatively fine. Hollins, I don't know, maybe he didn't meet the threshold that he run 200 routes. It feels like he must have.
He had to have.
Anyway, the point that I'm getting to is that moving further up the board and passing a lot of players that you've heard of before is Josh Palmer.
Yeah.
And highest of anybody, actually above average in vertical route separation, is Elijah Moore.
Yeah.
That he's a guy that gets separation vertically, but just didn't get the ball. Like, this plot chart, what it is how much separation did you get and how much do you get the ball? And you have some guys that don't separate that put up big numbers. That's George Pickens and Justin Jefferson. You've got some guys that did separate but didn't get mm-hmm. the ball. And with this Bills offense, like, part of it's probably the design, but in terms of just getting open down the field, the two players they've added in Elijah Moore and Josh Palmer do what they didn't have before. And to me, that's a big upgrade. More, though, the thing that's interesting to me, if he does well, are you going to sign him? I don't think you can. You've got Shakir, Samuel, and Palmer. I guess you'd have to say goodbye to Samuel.
Samuel would be, especially if Moore, because you wouldn't expect both of them have great seasons.
No, you wouldn't. They're probably in direct competition to a degree.
Yeah, so if Moore is going to have this great year for the Bills, then I'm expecting Samuel's season maybe looks a lot like it did last year, where he makes a play here and there, and maybe a couple of them are important plays, like in the playoffs that he did, but the volume's not there, the role isn't that huge, maybe there's injury stuff, and if it goes that way, he's getting cut next year. He's not on the team. At best, they rework the contract so that it's super cheap, but they're not going to have a big cap hit to their fifth wide receiver if he's been passed. And then it's a Shakir contract and it's a Palmer contract.
Right.
And even if Moore had a great year, he's not earning some massive deal.
Is he earning 15?
He might be earning 15.
Yeah, right. Is he earning middle of the road receiver money?
I still wouldn't think the Bills are spending that much a receiver, though. If Elijah Moore earned a $15 million a year contract, I've got Shakir at $15 million, I've got Palmer at $12 million.
I know.
Comparison to the league, that's not that expensive. So,
compared to the league, those individual contracts are not that expensive compared to the top guys.
Yeah.
But compared to the league, having three guys on that amount of money per year actually is expensive.
The Bills, it would equate to about what Justin Jefferson makes.
The Bills have, as it is, a reasonably expensive receiver core on average annual value, like money paid. They really do. It's one of the things. You're right. Jefferson's deal is $35 million. His cap hit this year is $8 million.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
It's one of the things about these contracts that they sign that are shorter term, that aren't loaded. Like, if you get a guy, I mean, Shakir's cap hit's probably a lot lower than his number. But the Bills, it's to me, it's one of the key points. They're not really saving a lot of money on receiver by doing what they're doing. Not at all. The teams that are saving money by churning in receivers, the Packers do that. Every Bills receiver will make more than Matthew Golden if Elijah Moore gets his contract to where to $5 million. Mm. Matthew Golden is making like $4 million. He was a first round pick. So, you know, the Bills can go with the second tier receivers. They're not saving money by doing it.
But they're not going, you know, I guess they are keeping it in check to some degree, because Minnesota is going to have to pay Jordan. They're probably going to pay Jordan Addison at some point.
Maybe.
And then you've got teams like that. Not to say this is the better way to do it, but they're going to eventually be spending a lot more money than the Bills are at wide receiver. Right?
Maybe.
The Bengals are.
The Bengals are. Yes. Several
For
teams
sure.
do spend more than the Bills at the position. But if we're just talking about actually how it is working, the Bills are not saving a lot of money at that position. They're spending.
Where do they rank in the league right now in terms of the position?
Average. I went just AAV. They were 11th.
Yeah. 11th most.
Yes.
That they're spending.
Because you have like shorter term contracts and you have,
right.
you know, Palmer and. Palmer is 10 and Samuel is
yep.
9. Other teams, again, like no one's saying they can't win. We're just kind of in this discussion now about this approach that they have. Other teams don't spend that $9 million contract. In fact, now, like fitting it in with last year's conversation, when they signed Samuel, I said to you, that's interesting. I like this player. That's a weird number. Guys don't sign for that
mm-hmm.
because you either get a big-ish kind of contract or you draft a guy, and the Bills
yeah.
giving a guy $9 million, look at it. It's just you've got all these contracts at the top and then a big dip, and then you'd have lots of rookie contracts because
mm-hmm.
it's just so much cheaper. So,
well, I do think more if he had a year.
Would they even want to re-sign him?
I think – well, they're proving right now they're willing to have three middle-of-the-road contracts. So why wouldn't they want to do it next year?
Right.
Just replacing Samuel with Elijah Moore. If Moore is a better fit for it, especially when you just kind of pointed it out. This was, again, the Bean comments going back to that draft day. They ended up doing what I wanted to see them do in round 3 or round 4 at some point. Just add somebody in the receiver room that can run down the field.
Yeah.
Your quarterback wants to throw the ball down the field. Not all the time, but a good amount. He likes to chuck it deep because he's got the arm for it. And you don't really have a lot of guys that... where you don't have a lot of guys where that is their best skill set. And then Bean comes on, and later that day, Elijah Moore's in town.
Yeah,
and they sign him, and like, okay, we're good. Like, at least for me,
yep.
like the skill set part of it is now solved. And it's a player that's not a rookie. Like, that was, to me, even better that you brought in a guy that's played in the league for 4 years rather than somebody that would have been a third or a fourth round pick, and like, how much of a role are they really going to have? How ready are they going to be for the NFL right away? This dude's played in the league, and you know he could play in the league, so now it's just how big is the role. So I like what he presents as a receiver. If he comes out and that is realized, like, oh, he is catching balls down the field. He looks like the Bills' deep threat, and he can do all these other things. He's a well-rounded route runner. Man, I'm gonna be banging the drum for them to re-sign him. Not at like, you know, if he has 850 yards for the Bills this year, and I don't even care about the touchdowns. He's not a big touchdown guy, but if he catches 50 passes for 800 plus yards this year, I'm gonna want them to re-sign him. $10 million, $15 million, something, you know, cap goes up. Something around the Palmer contract. I pointed out earlier in the week or last week, he has the exact same stats yeah. in his career that Josh Palmer does. If he comes out and does it for the Bills, why shouldn't I give him exactly what Palmer gets?
Age, among other things. Because you don't want three receivers making 11 to $13 million. You kind of don't want that.
Well, they might.
Yeah, that's odd.
They have it.
That's a little odd.
They kind of have that, what's not it's 8 and 13.
Yeah,
that's what they have right now.
It's kind of strange to have that. Anyway, 803-0550. Interesting receiver conversation. I think Moore's getting plenty of love out there, and we'll see if it comes to fruition. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring. 803-0550. Bills OTAs rolling along. We heard from both offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator yesterday. Got Joe Brady's thoughts on James Cook not being there. And, you know, plenty more to get to. It is 64 and sunny. It's a beautiful Wednesday. High of 85 today. Highs in the 70s for the foreseeable future. Summer is upon us. Happy Wednesday. Give us a ring. Pop on the YouTube chat. Make a comment, like, subscribe, join us any way you can here on WGR.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team Saturday, June 28th. Once you join the team, you receive an email to pick up your team shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Ave in Lancaster. Not a rider. You can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. This is WGR550.com for details. Go and ask Bulldog about his new putter.
His new putter?
He got a new putter.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. He told the story on the afternoon show. He was out maybe buying a towel, a golf towel.
And he ended up with a putter?
He picked up a putter and putted 5 times on the practice screen. He's like, all right, I made all these putts. I'm going to buy this putter now.
Wow.
Just the classic.
Yes.
Got by the just, green in the golf store.
I made 5 in a row.
Right.
I got to get it.
It's a behemoth. It's huge.
Yeah.
You got to see this thing. It's a monster.
It's like a giant mallet?
No, it's a double wide blade, but it's got like a 52-inch shaft, and the grip's like as long as my putter.
Wow.
It's crazy.
My putter, I've been using the same putter for a decade.
I've used the same putter since high school.
I'd be better off. I might putt better with my wedge when, you know, you put the blade down, you just hit the blade because you forgot to bring your putter to the green.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to see the analytics on that. Do I putt with the blade of my wedge than my actual putter?
No way.
Not possible?
No, not possible. Not possible. Because you could every 10 times maybe kind of pick it of the blade up a little and top it.
No, I mean, I hit that thing pretty square.
I have actually seen putters that are just a leading edge. Just
like
a little blade. And it's supposed to get you a better roll.
How about that, Joe?
You know,
why is it supposed to give you a better...
I think it's just it makes you focus on hitting the equator of the ball a little better or just rolls better.
But I don't have to, but that's the thing. I don't have to focus on hitting the equator of the ball if I just have a normal putter. It doesn't have to enter into my thought process. I could focus on the read and other things.
How's that going for you?
You know.
Yep.
Here and there.
Listen, I got a new driver, so I don't need a new putter. Who needs a putter?
I thought that was you that texted that in the group chat
because
you've had that putter for so long, and I thought you had gotten a new putter.
I do need a new putter.
I think I'd putt with my 3-wood before I would want to putt with my wedge.
It's too long. It's way out here.
Just make it an Adam Scott putter.
You're gonna belly putt with your three wood?
Yeah, I'll do that. See how that goes.
803-0550. Also, by the way, the VIP, the golf card is still out there.
Yes.
And you can register for the Friday foursome. If Friday foursome with Encore Golf is back, ready to tee it up for free. Every Friday, we're giving away a foursome at one of the nearby fairways, Seneca Hickory Stick, Diamond Hawk, or Royal Niagara. I haven't been out there in a long time, but I remember that place. Plus a box of Encore golf balls, $25 Encore gift card. Enter now through August 21st at WGR550.com for your shot at the pin. That's WGR550.com. Enter to win a Friday foursome. We pull a winner every Friday. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Stanley Cup Finals begin tonight. Stanley Cup Final begins tonight in Edmonton. Jeremy and Joe, get some more of what happened yesterday at OTAs, what the coordinators had to say about it all, and Sal Capaccio joins us at 9 here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.